in a recent TV news interview between an anchor, Brian Williams, and his guest, he made some comments that have sparked quite a bit of, or, you know, some criticism in the news over the past few days. And quoting one article that kind of delved into this, his comments, I quote, MSNBC's Brian Williams faced an immediate backlash late Thursday for repeatedly describing the U.S. military strike on Syria as beautiful. The journalist appeared unable to contain his wonder as he spoke over footage of U.S. Navy destroyers launching Tomahawk missiles towards a Syrian military airfield. He even misused a Leonard Cohen lyric to set the scene. And quoting him, or Brian, we see these beautiful pictures at night from the desks of these two U.S. Navy vessels in the eastern Mediterranean, Williams said. He then lifted a line from late singer-songwriter Cohen's 88 hit, First You Take Manhattan, saying, I am guided by the beauty of our weapons. Williams went on to describe the images as beautiful pictures of fearsome armaments. The Twitter users brought up Williams' exaggeration of his accounts of his Iraq war reporting, accused him of trying to glorify war, and suggested he had completely misinterpreted that lyric. Well, you know, the Bible describes these accusations in this type of mindset quite clearly. Turn with me to Proverbs 17. We delve into what God really thinks of this glorification of war and having a double tongue. Proverbs 17, and starting in verse 4. An evildoer gives heed to false lips. A liar listens eagerly to a spiteful tongue. He who mocks the poor reproaches his maker. And this specifically, he who is glad at calamity will not go unpunished. Now, I don't really care what a teleprompt reader thinks, no matter how eloquently they do their job of reading the news to me. But the public, the people that pump up these ratings, do. You know, we have cherished titles for being an anchor on some of these top news programs. And their opinions, what these news prompt readers think about, is given some credence in our society. But, you know, they are merely sores, and they're just rashes on something that is happening deeper within our body as a country. We are just telling ourselves what we want to hear. You know, we are inundated in society by wrong attitudes. And it is impossible, without God, to find the truth. No Emmy Award-winning, I assume news, maybe they don't get Emmys. Nobody, even at the top of their game, is going to understand the truth unless you are guided and inspired by God. Romans 16. It leaves credence that we cannot trust simply what is regurgitated to us through any source other than through the Bible. Romans 16, starting in verse 17. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. Now, Paul is speaking specifically to the church here, but this applies to anything in our society that is contrary to the truth of God. Any of those things, any of that glorification of war, that patriotic sense, is something we have to, as God's people, avoid. And it is easy to get involved and to caught up in patriotism, like the newsreader has in this example. I mean, it is awe-inspiring to see some of this technology, but when you look at what this technology is made to do, we know that it is not from God. That is not getting caught up in that is not the path that we have been giving, that has been set before each of us. And we have to ask ourselves also, is that punishment of firing missiles into Syria just? And who is deciding the justification for these actions? Well, for us, for this country, you know it is the commander-in-chief who called for these attacks. And we understand he probably had his counselors, or is being counseled by his advisors before he fired, had these missiles fired off. But whose justice was he seeking? Was it on his hands and knees that he went before the true God? Or was he doing it for other means? Means that do not justify maybe those actions. True justice is only found through God, our Father. Psalm 89:14 states, "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face." That is what God builds his essence on, is righteousness and justice. The difficult times ahead of us will be world-changing, obviously. They'll be horrific. They will be unprecedented. And like a child throwing an uncontrollable tantrum, the world is going to fight against this godly and this just decision to punish this society. And we know that the calamities ahead of us are a necessary part of God's plan. It's that just recompense for those that practice sin, those that deny God, those that refuse to follow after God. The scary thing is that that might be God's purpose, of firing off, having this leadership fire off those missiles to get to an end that God wants to see. But looking at it as though we are justified outside of God's true understanding of justice is incomplete unless we are fully given into God's will. And also stated in Revelation 16:7, "And I heard another from the altar saying, 'Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments.'" We know that what God is leading this world to will, in the end, be better for mankind. It will be difficult for mankind, but it will be better. It will end with righteous judgment of all of mankind. You know, you and I aren't deciding the time and the method of judgment for this rebellious world. We, as God's people, are relying on the Father and on the equity of His character to decide that. Brethren, we are responsible for proclaiming and for living by that righteous will of God, that will of God that will bring justice, true justice, to this world. 1 Peter 1 and verse 17, "And if you call on the Father who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear." And brethren, let us have fear as we draw near this world's true and just judgment.